This is Ali Farouk Manesh, assistant men's basketball coach at Colorado State, and you're listening to The Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the hour, welcome back to The Hull Show, powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Joining me now, Jeff Goodman, basketball analyst at Stadium. Got a chance to listen to their broadcast on Saturday. Really enjoyed it. Jeff, what did you think of Fort Collins, man? I think you mentioned it. That was your first time in Fort Collins.
Yeah, I think I'm going to look for property there. You know, I need a second place to get out of the winters in Boston. And they're not so bad in Fort Collins. 60 degrees. You know, sunny. We don't see the sun here in Boston after like November 1st. So, honestly, beautiful place. Absolutely loved it. Loved the city. Broke my keto diet multiple times while I was there for a few days. And love the environment. You know, at Moby, it was great. Got to talk to, you know, a couple of the players there, Roddy and Isaiah. They were awesome. I mean, honestly, couldn't have walked away more impressed with the whole experience, from the city to the people to the players. I know Nico and their staff, and had a chance to hang out with them after the win the other night. So it was worth it. You know, usually you kind of, people build a place up to you in a situation, you go there and you're like, it was good, but it wasn't quite what I expected. This was better. It exceeded all my expectations, to be honest.
We got a lot of Rams fans listening, so I know they'll love to hear that. And hey, the warm weather is gone now too, by the way. So I'm glad you got here when it was. We get it this morning. Yesterday was like a 20 degree shift in an hour, so it was fantastic. We were getting spoiled here for a while, but I'm glad you enjoyed it. How about that game? I mean, I was looking, Jeff. I was thinking, what was it, like a 4-point spread or something? The Rams were favored.
Yep.
The Rams never looked back. They started off hot.
No.
And they never slowed down.
No, Isaiah Stevens completely controlled that first half. And I walked away, and I think I tweeted it in the first half. I said, it's hard to imagine there being 10 better point guards in the country than Isaiah, because, again, I just think what he does, a lot of it can't be measured in the box score. But now he's taking care of the ball. He makes people better. His mid-range game is absolutely filthy. I mean, it's really, really impressive. And I love his intangibles. You know, his defense is better. And then you get Roddy, who really didn't do anything in the first half, and he absolutely dominates the second half and, you know, makes a couple threes, which was the biggest improvement in his game over the last year or so. And, you know, you got Kendall Moore makes a couple big plays. I love Jalen Lake, the freshman. I think he's going to be terrific. And Tanjay and Thomas are both guys that it's hard to defend Colorado State, because they have enough guys that can space the floor and make shots from the perimeter, and then enough dudes who can put it on the floor and make plays off the bounce. So, you know, Chandler Jacobs, like, they're just good. I mean, they're a good, really good team with, I think, two stars in Roddy and Stevens, and then a bunch of really good role guys around them who know their role, accept their role, and are kind of flourishing in their role.
We're talking to Jeff Goodman of Stadium. They broadcasted the game on Saturday. I really enjoyed the call. Have you seen many players quite like David Roddy? Nico Medved says that this guy is one of the most unique guy he's ever coached. Have you seen any players like him?
I really haven't. I think I asked Gottlieb this on the call, and I'm trying to remember his answer. Who did he answer? I don't know, but, you know, George Niang is a guy that comes to mind a little bit, because of their body builds, their ability to make people better. They're not above the rim guys, although Roddy did have one dunk when they parted the Red Sea for him, you know, down the middle there. I think I might have been able to dunk that one. But they're both kind of, you know, I would say not above the rim guys, who are a little bit undersized, who know how to pass, who their perimeter shot's gotten better. And I said that to Roddy before, when I talked to him the night before the game. And I said, you know, on tape, that's kind of, you know, who you remind me of a little bit is a George Niang type. And you know what? George Niang's going to play 12 years in the NBA. Now, George's a little bit taller than Roddy. Roddy's probably, what, 6'5", 245. But, again, he's a stud. He's so unique. And that's where I think it's going to be very hard. I don't think teams are going to want to see Colorado State in the NCAA tournament because – he's a really, really difficult matchup at the five. You got to go out there and guard him now because he's making threes, and he can put on the floor. His footwork is incredible for somebody that size. Absolutely incredible.
I saw your top 25, too. I heard on the broadcast, too. You said, hey, before the game, I probably had CSU in the 20s. But you know, after that, I'm going to put them in the teens. Well, you right there. You got them at 19. So where do they stack up? How good do you think this Rams team can be? I know 9-0, fairly small sample size, but some big tests early on.
Yeah, and a lot's going to depend. I mean, unfortunately, Mississippi State lost to Minnesota, which kind of stunk for Colorado State, because you want to play these teams. First of all, it's good for the numbers at the end of the year. But now, if you beat Mississippi State next Saturday, neutral court, it's not going to be as impressive of a win. Then you get Tulsa, and the big one will be Alabama. But you got to take care of business. You know, Mississippi State and Tulsa are two huge games for this team, and they're at-large hopes. Because if you lose to Alabama, no big deal. Really doesn't matter. Like, just playing close. You're playing with house money. At that point, if you get to 11-0 and you play Alabama down in Birmingham. And then again, like, listen, the league's not very good this year. It's not. There's no other way to say it. I mean, the good thing is Wyoming somehow is ranked 12th in the net rankings that came out this morning. I don't quite get it. But a lot of these net rankings, especially early on, they're flawed. And they're flawed because there's no cap. When they do, and I'm not an analytics guy, so I'll try to explain this the best I humanly can, which probably isn't very good. But there's a cap on the scoring margin. Now they've never released the whole deal, their you know, way of coming up with a net. But I know there's a cap on the scoring margin at like 10 points. There's no cap on efficiency though, and they use both offensive and defensive efficiency. So there's no cap, which means if you're up 30. You want to keep pounding these teams. It's why Arizona's number three right now. I think they're like 5-0 in quad fours, and they're pounding these teams. So even though the cap is 10 in scoring margin, you could be up 30, and you still want to keep your starters in there and run this thing up because it's only going to help your numbers efficiency-wise. So I think, you know, that's one of the things you got to look at with, like, Wyoming.
Betting purposes, I'm writing it down. Take the over with the favorites. Yeah. Take the you know, go with the spread. All that though, that makes perfect sense because you're right. I mean, we're not just looking. You know, you can look if you want to dissect it. We're not just looking at the wins and losses. You're looking at how you're winning and how you're losing.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, I'm looking at it now. Wyoming. I mean, they beat Detroit Mercy by 38. Pine Bluff by 40 early. You know, they beat Cal. Everybody's, you know, a double digit. They just beat McNeese State by 21. And again, even though at 10, it's capped scoring wise, the efficiency's not. So when they're running it up at that point and still running their stuff and trying to score points and be efficient, that's only helping them.
So, Jeff, what do you think when you look at this conference? And like you said, it's, you know, we had higher hopes at this point for a lot of these teams in the Mountain West. How many bids does this conference get? How many teams do you see ultimately in the Big Dance?
You know, at this point, I mean, it's hard to visualize more than three, and I'm not sure they get three. I mean, Nevada's been awful. Boise State's not been good. Again, Wyoming's 8-0, but, you know, it's a little bit of I don't believe they're going to keep this going, 8-0. So I think Colorado State today is the only locked team that you'd probably be putting in there. I mean, I guess Wyoming, just with the numbers, they probably get in because of the net, I guess. They haven't really beaten anybody. So I wouldn't even think they'd put them in. The committee would put them in today. So I think as of right now, I'm not sure you're not looking at a one bid Mountain West as of today. I mean, San Diego State, maybe, but I mean, what if, you know, they lost to BYU, USC, and Michigan. Their best win is against a really crappy Arizona State team. So they haven't done anything. And really, what do they have left? Well, they got St. Mary's. Like, they have to win that game. If you're San Diego State, you have to win that game against St. Mary's on December 17th. Or else you're putting a lot of pressure, even if you finish second in the league. I'm not sure you get in with really nothing on your non-conference.
Yeah, that's what makes it. That's what makes that first half of the season. It's grueling. It's typically crazy schedules with tournaments and such. But it's so important because if your conference isn't solid when you get into conference play, those wins are great and all, but they're not really moving the needle.
It's everything. It's honestly, it means everything. People don't realize that. Like Pac-12 right now, they got three teams in the top 50 of the net. You know, you got Arizona, USC, and UCLA. Well, it is going to be really hard for teams like Washington State and Utah. Let's say Washington State finishes fourth in the Pac-12, but they beat up on everybody else, all the crappy teams in the Pac-12, and they go 0-4 against Arizona, USC, UCLA. I don't know how they get in. It's going to be really difficult. So, you know, there just aren't a lot of ways to move up in the Mountain West right now unless you beat Colorado State. Like, that's San Diego State almost, to me, it would be like have to win both games against Colorado State to put themselves in a position if they finish second in the Mountain West at the end of the day to be able to get in if they don't beat St. Mary's.
Talking to Jeff Goodman, basketball analyst at Stadium. They had the call on Saturday. Great call by you guys. I loved Doug Gottlieb. I love when Roddy hit a three late in the game. I quoted it, man. Gottlieb said, hey, Roddy, stop it. These kids have families. I would crack it up, man. You guys had a solid broadcast. So good. How is Colorado State viewed nationally as a whole? This year, I know we're putting together a special season. But, you know, a lot of Rams fans wonder, okay, Nico Medved is so good. He's a rare gem. Is he going to be in Colorado State for the long haul?
I don't think so. But I think, I mean, listen, you know, it's hard. When you're at Colorado State right now, you're in the Mountain West. You can't, if somebody comes after him and wants to pay him a number that starts with two, and I mean $2 million, they can't compete with that. So that's why you lose coaches no matter what, unless, you know, San Diego State now is at a point where they can pay their coaches, you know, probably not quite as much as some other, you know, Power 5 or 6 schools, but a little bit more. Like, that's what Colorado State has to do for Nico. They got to, and they got to, you know, pay the assistants a little bit more. They got to make some improvements still to Moby. Like, I love Moby, but, like, you look around, there's still some things that should be done there to keep up with the Joneses. That's what they're going to have to do to try to keep Nico. He loves it there. I mean, listen, I was talking to him for hours after, you know, after the game. He had dinner with his family, and then we met up, and all of it was off the record. And I've known Nico forever, so he's not going to BS me. He loves it there, absolutely loves it there. But if you go from where you're making, and I don't know what the number is, I assume it's somewhere in like the 800 range, something like that at Colorado State.
Yeah.
And, you know, Washington or Kansas State comes after you in a year, and they say, yeah, we're going to pay you $2.5 million. Well, how do you stay? I mean, you're setting up your family for life, like a five-year deal at $2.5 million. Do the math. That's it. Like, they can fire you in 5 years. You're good for life with your family, and it's hard to turn that stuff down, and I wouldn't blame them if you did. But Colorado State, again, done an unbelievable job changing the culture here. Incredible. I mean, I asked them, I said, you know, like, what's it like with this group? He said, we don't worry at all. We haven't had one issue in a few years. Like, nothing, nothing. And you can tell when I sat there and talked to Roddy and Stevens, these kids are incredible. Like, they're incredible kids. And I don't want to call them kids because they're probably not anymore. But you know, I'm old, so I can. but they're unbelievable. I could have sat there and talked to them all night. And they're just, again, they're a pleasure to be around. They play hard. They play the right way. You could tell they're really good in terms of teammates and leaders. And that's one thing that I think could take this team above a lot of other teams. You look around the country, a lot of guys are playing for the wrong things. They're playing for themselves. These two, they're playing for winning, especially after last year getting left out of the NCAA tournament. They got that chip on their shoulder. They want to get to the tournament this year.
Yeah, no doubt about it, Jeff. Guys with just great heads on their shoulders. Jeff, up against the break, my friend. It was loved listening to the broadcast. It's an absolute honor to get you on the program. I've been a fan of yours for a long time, and it was fun to get that connector listening to you talk a lot of Colorado State over the weekend.
No, thanks for having me. Appreciate it. Hopefully I will get back out there again. That's the goal, Brady. If I can, if I can do it, I'm going to do it, and we'll see. Either there or maybe get him on the road. We'll see.
All right, man. Would love to catch up with you then, and we'll look forward to it.
Take care.
All right, Jeff Goodman, basketball analyst at Stadium. They had the call. He and Doug Gottlieb, big fan of theirs. I like both of you. Gottlieb's show, of course. I love listening to their broadcast. That was fun. There's a lot to say. It is a scary thing. I mean, Nico Medved's legit. But what's he making? 800? 750? Something like that? 750? We'll see. 48 minutes after the hour, we're going to wrap up the show on the other side. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1, 1310 KFKA.